we came out here to the Air Force Base to service the Air National Guard and let them know our appreciation for them and what they do for us so far as protecting our country, protecting us in a way that we never could even imagine. Man, you talking about a rumbling when the jet flew by. It was unbelievable to be that close on a runway to where a jet that of that capacity, of that power and that magnitude takes off and it's over you and it just shakes your whole body. What is your competitor doing so far as whatever they fly to kind of combat, you know, trying to get you guys? Just like us, you know, if we run a certain defense, it's always something that, you know, an offense can do to kind of scramble our defense. Military special to me because most of my family so far as my great-grandfather, my grandmother, everybody served in the military. Had two uncles that served in Vietnam. My father served in Vietnam. My mother was in the Army during the Gulf War time. And it's very important because, you know, these are the people that defend and serve our nation to make it the great place that we live in as of right now.
How many of these you guys got? I'm not allowed to ask that number.
I don't know.
It's classified. Classified, all right? No. We need to show that kind of support to the people who serve the country now to encourage them and give them that extra boost to let them know that, you know, we have their backs and what they're doing. One of the smallest, powerful seats I've ever seen. And it was just a great opportunity for us to express our condolences and thanks for what they do and kind of get more of a gist of what they do in their line of work and kind of share from our standpoint what we do, kind of bring it all together.